It sounds like a normal school day. The lesson is Swahili vowels. But the teacher at this makeshift school says his students have all fled fighting. They relocated here, in Kachanga, after Congolese government forces and militia groups attacked their school.
They came to the school and chased us, hit people, killed people, and looted everything in the school, including the documents. Now we are refugees. We've gathered all the children who escaped here.
The ceasefire between rebel leader Laurent Nkunda's forces and the Congolese army collapsed in late August. Since then, more than 100 people have been killed, and the UN says 250,000 people have been displaced. Ongoing fighting has cut off access to food and humanitarian aid, and it's kept civilians on the move. The town of Rutshuru has been racked by violence in recent days. A man in his 50s was one of hundreds of people who had sought a safe haven there. By now, they've most likely been displaced again. In this interview, the man says he's hungry. He says his 13-year-old daughter was raped when she ventured out to look for food. A woman tells a similar story. She says she came to Rutshuru after rebels invaded her town. But because she couldn't find food, she and her friends went back to their fields in the rebel-held territory. There, the three women say they were raped by 10 rebels.
Rape has been the real curse for women and girls here in eastern Congo.
That's Annika von Woudenberg. She's a senior researcher at Human Rights Watch.
Rape is being used as a weapon of war in eastern Congo. It's being used by all armed groups when they want to punish a community, when they want to terrorize a community, when they want to show that they are the boss in town.
Van Woudenberg says UN troops are stretched thin in eastern Congo. She says more peacekeepers are urgently needed to protect civilians. Human Rights Watch is calling on the Security Council to authorize sending more troops to the region immediately. For Human Rights Watch, I'm Jesse Graham.